Number 12,515, RC Marshall Incorporated, seek variances from the side yard, front yard setback requirements, and the landscape buffer requirement in the combined highway corridor overlay zone for proposed structures. Sections 115-82, 115-182, 115-183, 115-185, and 115-194.1 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northeast side of Washington Street at the intersection of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 20469 Washington Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1, tax parcel is District 334, map 19.08, parcel 173. The applicant is seeking variances of a 24.5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed second-floor deck, a 25-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed second-floor deck, a 0.5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling, a 20-foot variance from the 20-foot buffer requirement in the combined highway corridor overlay zone, a 20.3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling, and a 20.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed dwelling. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns.
Ms. Norwood, I think there's only one other one that I saw, which would have been a 24.5-foot from the 30-foot for those steps on the, that project out near the deck.
Right, is that different from the first one I read?
I think you read one for, well, it wasn't for the steps, you'd done it for the deck.
Oh, sorry.
So, but I think they're separate there.
Good. Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Go right to the podium, sir. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name and address, Robert Marshall, 11 Teddy Island Boulevard, Bradenton, Florida, 34210.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Floor is yours.
Excuse me?
The floor is yours.
Floor is mine. So, quite simply, we're looking to replace the building that is there currently that we purchased in 1998 with a newer, more attractive structure, and raise the height to accommodate flood and make more parking underneath of the structure. In the application here, we state that the current setbacks would not permit us to build such a structure at that location. The drawing that you have currently is the footprint that currently exists on there. We are amenable to moving our footprint to accommodate, I think on the southern setback side, we have a little more space to move in that direction, so it would lighten the load on our request in that way, but we felt it best to draw the drawing, put the placement as it currently exists. We don't really want to change that footprint.
Okay. In your application, there's five criteria for a variance, if you would, and you should have that in your, if you don't.
You want me to read those?
Yes, it would.
Okay. Under uniqueness of property, this is a corner lot at the intersection of Coastal Highway and Washington Street with an irregular shape. The small size and irregular shape make it impossible to build according to the existing setbacks requirements. Please see the attached for a survey for a diagram. Under number two, due to the small size and shape, the current setback requirements make it impossible to construct a new building on the lot without a variance. There is a building on the property that was built prior to 1998 when we purchased it. Number three, we purchased the lot and current building in 1998 as it exists today. The footprint of the building has not been changed since we purchased the property. Number four, we are seeking to replace the older existing home with a newly constructed house that will comply with current building codes. This is the same use and would not change the character of the neighborhood. Number five, minimum variance. The requested setback variance is similar to the existing setbacks and is the least amount necessary in order to build a new structure on the irregular lot. The two surveys provided illustrate the footprint of the existing structure and the proposed structure, which are very similar in shape and size. I think I also attached in your packet some pictures of the existing building, which, as you can tell from the pictures, is a building that was built, I think, in the 50s. And it's in need of repair, it's still habitable, but we would like it to more suitably fit the neighborhood. The property immediately to the south of us is currently being completely renovated. The next property down from that was a similar home and has been replaced with a home that we intend to put something similar to it. Also, property behind us, it's a small multi-unit property. So I think we fit all of those criteria.
Does that complete your presentation? Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Any questions?
How many stories is your house? How many stories is your house?
We'd like two living stories on the ground level. It's mainly a garage and a entry area.
Are you on pollen? Or are you going to be on block?
Block, I would think. Yes, we.
Block.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be parking and then two stories, or just parking?
Yes, parking and two stories.
Okay. What, you know what the total height will be?
Not sure, but it would be under the regulation height, be under 42 feet.
Okay. You have any visibility concerns there from Washington Street turning onto the highway?
Not as currently constructed, no. Nothing to interfere with that right turn. It's a right turn only
right at
that intersection.
Okay. Thank you.
This is a new home, right? This is the new home?
The new home, yes.
You ever think about getting in the, making it smaller and meeting a setback?
It doesn't suit our needs to make it smaller. It's a difficult property to build on, and I don't think it could be much smaller and have a structure that would accommodate the garage and the foyer to get up to the second and third level.
What's the total square footage of the house?
I believe we are about 2,000 square feet, I believe, 2,500.
Livable space.
Yep. We haven't completed the plans on the house. We're waiting to see if we could get permission to build before we finalize it, but that would be the footprint and that structure.
How wide is your deck?
The decks, I believe, will be approximately 3 feet. They're mainly to, except for the corner deck, which would be up on the second landing where the entry is, would just be enough for required distance there. So 3 feet, I think that would be. Yeah, we're not interested in making a large deck in that space. It's not that sort of place. We're on Coastal Highway and Washington Street, which is the road that comes out from Rehoboth underneath the canal bridge there.
3 feet's not much of a deck.
The deck is on the drawing, but it's not clearly marked as a distance, but I can just see that it's smaller than the setback, so it's going to be less than 5 feet. I believe it has to be at least 3 for it to be a pathway. And the parking would be in the garage. There isn't much off-street
sure
space there, so it would be garage space.
So how would you enter the garage based upon your proposed dwelling?
If you're looking at the drawing here, the bottom right side where you see the stairs begin, just inside of where those stairs are. So the stairs would bring you up to a height above the garage, and you would pull in off of Washington Street. So that's before you get to the intersection. So that is currently where the parking is now. If you're looking on the big screen there, just east of where the 7.72 is, would be where the garage would be. Yes, right in there.
Have you spoken to your neighbors? I know you said it would fit in with the neighborhood. All positive?
All positive. They want to see the house go away. They want to see something more attractive there, and we want to put something more attractive there.
Do they know what you're building?
Excuse me?
Do they know what you're building?
Yeah, the neighbors that we've spoken to, yeah. And definitely the little property right behind us, the multi-unit property, we've spoken to everyone there. The new owners of the building, the larger building on the right side of the picture there, we have spoken to them as well. And they would be happy to have that building, this building built. In addition to that, they would be happy to buy it from me and build it themselves. But so this, at this point, all of the immediate neighbors we've spoken to, and they've been happy that it will get changed.
Do you know the distance? I'm looking at your drawing, survey work based upon the proposed dwelling. The distance from the edge of paving, I mean, I see 5 feet from the distance from the deck to your property line.
Yes.
And then the approximate distance, let's go from that point where the 5 foot is marked from there to the edge of paving. What, you got an idea what distance that represents?
Yeah, when I was mentioning that we could move the footprint, we can push that footprint back closer to the larger building there. If you'd like there to be more than 5 feet where we're pulling the car in, according to the staff here, mentioned that we, on that setback, on that southern side, we can gain, I believe, at least one more foot by placing it there without interfering with any variance.
I think Dr. Carson's question was more in Washington Street. If you look on your survey, do you have your survey in front of you? Okay. There's a line there that says edge of paving. Do you see that line?
The line that says what?
Edge of paving for Washington Street. It's on the right-hand side of your survey.
Yes.
Okay. And then if you look, your property line is that dark line there. So there appears to be a gap between the edge of paving and your front property line. Do you know approximately how big that gap is?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think that was Dr. Carson's question.
That's the question, but I appreciate the other comment.
Yeah, I believe it's at least 10 feet. One of the pictures in the packet is from Coastal Highway. Looking, I think there's probably my truck in that picture. And I believe you can see the survey marker in that picture.
Okay, then what you're basically indicating is that approximately there would be 15 feet from edge of paving
as to, drawn, yes.
To the edge of the
yes.
deck as you're proposing to build it.
Yes. So as I'm referring to that picture, I don't know if that's too small for you guys to see, but you'll see the tailgate of the truck and the survey marker in there. So that survey marker shows where the property line would be.
And the big building to the south is a motel?
It was. I believe that they are changing that long section between us into one or two bedroom apartments or condos. I'm sure that came before this commission as well. It was the Rehoboth Inn. I don't know that it has a name.
I thought the property was familiar.
So, but they have improved the look of that building significantly, and with siding on it, new decks, and completely renovated the rooms.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir, do you have a backup plan if this doesn't go through?
Do I have a backup plan?
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get the variance, we'll probably try and dress up the house a little more that's there and do what we can to make it functional. Currently, we rent that property to students that work for our hotel property. So it's primarily going to be used by us. We won't be renting it to others and managed by us.
You never thought about cutting your house down smaller?
I still don't think that we would. The footprint size wouldn't change. I don't think we could do much smaller than what we proposed on our property and make it work for us and it to be a saleable property. It's just.
And so you're going to sell it?
Someday.
Okay.
I don't have any intention of selling it right now, but everything's for sale at some point.
Yeah.
But we've had it since 1998 and we.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Mr. Marshall, you had indicated that you were elevating it for parking and flooding issues. Are there flooding problems on the property?
No flooding problems, just insurance.
So you have to have flood insurance?
It's not required on that property, but we'd like the elevation to be higher.
And then you had mentioned it during your comments to Dr. Carson and I think elsewhere that you were willing to be able to move it to the, looks probably to be the southeast side of the property, which would be the line that abuts to the Rehoboth Inn property.
Yes.
And it looks to me like the proposed dwelling would be 8.2 feet from that property line. And I would imagine that if you were to move it in that direction, because I believe the setback there is 5 feet, is that correct, Ms. Norwood?
That is correct.
That you would gain an additional 3.2 feet potentially, and I recognize there's some potential, it may affect some of the other numbers, because I think you've tried to, what I can tell, it looks like you've tried to draw this so that it kind of mirrors the shape of the property in some respects, at least to the decking. But if you were to move that 3.2 feet on that one side, in theory, you would gain at least 3.2 feet on the Washington Street side and potentially some others as well on that kind of, that lot line that kind of goes near the corner of Washington Street and Route 1. So yes. I just want to clarify your position that are you able to do that? Are you willing to do that?
We're willing to do that.
Okay. Because one of the standards that you have to meet is that it is the minimum variance to afford relief. So if there's ways to reduce the size of the variance that you need, that's a step that you need to do. So I just wanted to clarify that that was something that you felt you could do.
Yeah, so we're definitely willing to move that approximately 3 feet south, the proposed structure footprint that we have now, which would then increase the northern side to 8 feet plus the amount of the curbing. So yeah, it would reduce the amount of variance we would need.
Okay. And then the other question I had was, I don't see any HVACs on this drawing. Are they going to be underneath the house? Is that where they'll be, or will they be projecting on the sides somewhere?
Our intention was to put them on that south side. We just talked about moving closer since the building next to us has all of their HVACs also on that side. So,
do you know if
we will make the garage space large enough underneath that it could accommodate that being inside, but we would rather have it outside next to where the neighboring property has theirs.
Okay, so how many HVAC systems do you believe you need?
How many ACs?
Is this one unit, two unit?
Yeah, I believe we can have just one.
Okay.
You got two stories? Two stories?
Two stories, livable space, yeah.
You probably pick two.
I'd want to.
Yeah, uh-huh. Depending on what the HVAC contractor decides to. Maybe two or one large. but yeah, probably more efficient with two.
So if you were to move that structure to the south, as you've said that you believe you can, you're not going to be able to fit the HVAC system within the building envelope.
You don't think we would be able to fit them in the 5 feet in the set? We'd be putting them in the setback area.
Well, no. If you were to move this thing where the proposed dwelling was 5 feet from your rear setback line, which is the line adjacent to Robethin, you have 5 feet. Your HVAC system is not allowed to encroach, you know, because you're going to need probably at least 3 feet for that.
Okay.
It can't be 2 feet from the property line, and you've not applied for a variance from that setback requirement. So,
all right.
So I just wanted to make sure that we understand what you're asking here and what you're looking for. Are the HVACs?
So as we have it currently drawn, we could have the ACs there on that side, but if we move that footprint south, then we would not be able to put the AC units there.
At least not in that location. Not without getting another variance.
Is it possible we'll be able to put them underneath where we have the triangle shape there under the deck?
I'm not an architect. I'm not an HVAC design person, so I can't tell you the best place to put it is. I just want, it wasn't shown on your drawing, so we'd like to kind of have an idea of as many of those structures so that we can have a clean record.
Okay. Well, I think that we would like to put them on that south side. If that material affects getting approval on the variance, we could put them in the under the deck area on the northeast corner.
On the road side.
On the left side of the drawing here. Or they can be elevated. Is that an option? If they were, so we wouldn't have a problem having them elevated. Above the garage level.
They would still have to comply with the. Mm-hmm. They would still have to comply with the setbacks that we're talking about. Yeah.
But as of right now, there's room for them to go on the south side next to Rehoboth Inn, Mr. Sharp.
As of right now, that was our intention to put them on the south side.
Mr. Corman, just to answer your question, they would have approximately 3.2 feet of an area to put an HVAC system. I think typically the figure that we see is it's usually about 3 feet. It's about what that, they're usually 3 feet by 3 feet, but not always. I mean, they could be more.
Right.
So. But I would think if you were to put it anywhere else on the property, on any of the other sides, he would need a variance because there's encroachments on all those other sides.
Best place to be underneath that deck. I don't think you need the variance probably there.
No. If you put them under the deck and you moved it back to the 5 feet.
then looking straight down on it, you wouldn't need anything else because if it was approved that way.
And he'd need less of a variance for all four. No, for three of the four.
Yeah, if we moved it, I think you're saying if we moved it south, then it could go under the deck on the front next to where the garage doors would be.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And that would work with us.
Would that be a condition that we would have with a motion?
We could. I think, I suspect though that one thing the board may want, and I think staff would probably want, is an updated drawing that shows if this thing were to be moved back, what does that do to some of the numbers? Mm-hmm. I suspect it probably pushes everything back some, but I don't know about that side there, and it might be helpful to know you know, also from the applicant's standpoint, if that HVAC was under the deck where they would be located as well, just so that we have that also. And Mr. Marshall, do you think you'd be able to get an updated drawing showing that from your Foresight?
Yes, showing the property moved south 3 feet and the air conditioners under the deck in the front side.
Yeah. Do you think you could get that? Okay. I think the board, my guess is, probably would like to see that.
Would we have to come back and present again?
No. I mean, we still got to see if there's anybody here for or against, but what the board typically does on that kind of case is we would leave it open for the limited purpose of allowing you to submit that within a certain period of time. And then that way the board could, there wouldn't be a, like, additional hearing on it. It would literally just be that would be submitted to the board, and the board put on an agenda to review that and render a decision. Unless the board wanted it open for comment or what have you, which they could do too.
Any more questions before we go through this? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? We do have one, sir. We would need you, if you want to speak, we would have to have him come down. We're going to have to wipe down the podium, and then you would come up and be sworn in and speak. You could just hold on a second.
Sir, can you just step aside? We're going to wipe the podium down so this gentleman can come up and speak.
Sir. If you would, please come up and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Walter W. Birmingham, Jr., 123 Hamilton Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm not usually in a situation where I come to something unprepared, but I did not get an opportunity to come to planning and zoning and look at the prints, which I appreciate the fact that you make available to the public. I appreciate the open session. What could not be derived from the signs you have answered tonight, the existing structure, it would appear, is going to disappear, I think, and a whole new structure to go in there. Is that close?
Yes, thank you.
I'm a Rehoboth fireman. I travel the streets out and around. I used to be a commissioner in Rehoboth, which has no bearing on it, but I'm very familiar with the intersection. And if you look at the intersection, if you go from the 173 in the center of the picture and drop on the 45, that appears to be a van or something that's parked on the roadway. This is a very, very busy intersection. Vehicles coming out of Rehoboth on State Road come under the bridge, make a left at the water tower, and come out on Washington Street to Route 1, and where they would bear right to go to, to Dewey Beach, and they can't go across a highway at that point. They'd have to go south to go north, but it's a very busy intersection, and the parking there is tenuous. I'm a lot logistics person, and I think I understand by the testimony or the information given tonight is that roughly where the cursor is now is where the garage and or parking units would be for the structure. Do I understand that to be the line of thinking, that the garages are going to enter onto Washington Street from the bottom left corner? It's that perception. They're going to, parking is in the garages.
So, Mr. Brigham, the testimony that we heard was that the entrance to the property will be off of Washington Street, which this county considers Washington Street to be the front yard.
Thank you. I understand.
There will be, the cars will be parked underneath the dwelling, and they will enter from Washington Street. Now, I don't think it's on the far corner of their property. It looks to be more in the middle of where that front yard is, appears to be, because there's a deck and some steps, and the testimony from the applicant was that the entrance would be underneath the deck, which I'm guessing is 20 feet or so at a minimum from the side property line.
Okay. My question is, I don't know if the county does yet require off-street parking, and if it's on the property, that's off-street enough. There's no room for parking on the streets there. And the screen that I can see in front of me has access or select area. That's where we have buses turning off of the southbound one, turning to come down the street, and you have cars at the bottom left at the center line as a stop sign where people come out from by our water tower, make a left, and come out past the proposed structure. And that's fine. Most of the people do pretty good there keeping their vehicles off the street so they don't get hit. But the vehicles coming off of the property listed at 173 need to have some definition. I'm not trying to be a stick in the middle of pond here, but I'd like to know if DelDOT has some say on this. I'm a fireman in Rehoboth. We ran into great problems with DelDOT, and we've got them worked out. Do they propose to put sidewalks here? It would be nice to know ahead of time if they have some inclinations to do something so that the applicant gets a fair deal, that they don't get ready to do something and DelDOT doesn't come back in and say, you can't have those cars come out because it's too close to the intersection. I'm just here for safety, and I appreciate the opportunity, and if you have a question, I'll try.
Sir, where do you live?
Pardon, sir?
Where do you live? You live near this?
When you go in Rehoboth, on Rehoboth Avenue Canal Bridge, I live on the north side of town, backed up to Henlopen Acres. I live on Henlopen Avenue, up the street from the cemetery.
You don't live near this?
No, sir. But I go by there 20 times a day. I am well familiar with it, and the main reason I am here today, you're here to be the moderator. I'm not here to tell you your job, but I fully anticipated that no one else would be here today, and I thought it would be better to raise these issues beforehand than afterwards, because the only way you get to see it is the yellow sign, and I do appreciate the open forum in which to address it to you. I feel my thoughts are all valid, and period. If it's properly advertised and people have a right to know, it's a bad time of year, but it is significant. It's not when you can turn through there, but it's very, very difficult with the, it is the main route in town for the buses.
Sir, just I want to clarify your position.
Sure.
And if you can just make sure you're at the microphone so
thank you
can hear
you. Sorry.
Even though I'm over here, I know it's
right.
Do you are you in opposition to this? I think you're
No, that's what I said. I'm not in opposition, but I'm not for it. I think it's got some problems that need to be addressed, and I think they're functional, and I think it would actually benefit the owner, the person who's proposing to put it in. Like you said, he's just there to flip it, maybe if the price is right, but it needs to be constructed because there's a lot of work going on in the highway. They've spent millions and millions. We have beautiful new bridges and all new roadways. They have a few things to fix, but we're very, very fortunate. We have additional pressures on the area. with the recent elections. And we basically have five entrances to Rehoboth. And this is one of the main entrances, exits, and it carries a lot of traffic.
Understood. All right. Thank you. I don't have any other questions.
I'm looking at the picture of the truck along what looks to be Washington Avenue here. Is there any way we can pull that up?
This picture bigger?
No, it's in the packet.
Probably the yellow or the red line would be the right-of-way line.
Yes, what I'm seeing here is it looks like it's that stop sign and where the sidewalk turns on the Route 1. It looks like there's a truck parked here, and I'm assuming that's where it's normally parked.
Not illegally.
I understand
that. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
And what I'm getting at is if that truck is normally parked there, I believe that this, what he is presenting, is an improvement on what we see in this picture. I have a picture here of a truck that's parked in front of this building.
But the state police are very, very busy, and even with the worst conditions, it's got to be an accident or a personal injury 10-10 or something. The truck should not be sitting there, and we don't get enforcement.
I understand that. What I'm saying is the improvements that he is presenting will eliminate that.
I don't know that you can guarantee that.
Okay. Is that complete?
Pardon?
Does that complete what you would like to say?
Yes, sir. I just hope you make it the very best you can make it, because it's been that way for so many years now, as they narrowed it. And I think a way in required by you to DLDOT, do they have any comments, I think would be appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you. Go through the calls. Operator.
If there is anyone on the line in favor or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Ann LaCour on the line. Please state your name and address. Your line is open.
This is Ann LaCour. I'm an employee with Suffolk County. I'm just calling in this evening to catch the line.
Hello, we got you here.
Okay, did you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Michael Barringer on the line. Please state your name and address. Your line is open.
Good evening. My name is Michael Barringer. I own the property next door at 20471 Washington Street.
Mr. Barringer, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Can you just spell your last name for us so we have it clear in the record?
Sure thing. It's B as in boy, E-H. R-I-N-G-E-R.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Barringer, are you in favor or against this application?
I am against the application due to the size of the unit and also proximity to my unit, requirements for the landscape buffer. I don't see anything on the agenda for that. That was never discussed. What's going on? I understand Mr. Marshall said that he talked to the residents at Washington Court. Well, there are seven condominium units there. Three of them are rental. So, testimony that he received from tenants really doesn't impress me as to what they think, because they can move out, you know, within 30, 60 days. This is an investment. And as for that, what the gentleman said prior to me regarding that vehicle being parked out there, that would be parked illegally, because if you see, you're looking at that diagram there, that vehicle, that white truck, is parked in the street. The Washington Court condominiums have dedicated parking off of the street, so that van would not be allowed to be parked there, because that would be blocking our private parking spaces. So that's an anomaly right there. That normally doesn't happen. But yeah, I am against the project as it's presented right now. Entirely too big for that parcel. We do commend Mr. Marshall for wanting to clean that corner up. It has been quite an eyesore for the last 10 years or so. So we do commend him for that. Just the scope of the project is way too big for the size of the parcel.
Okay, is there anything else?
No, he did mention about the raising structure, though. We do not have any type of flood insurance in our condominiums there. That street is not flooded the entire time we have owned that unit there in the last 7 years. So unless it's made a discount on the insurance, that's the only thing I can think of. I didn't understand the process of raising the building except for parking and storage.
Okay. And any questions from the board or
where's the condo? He's talking about it. The condo he's living in?
I'm sorry?
Where's the condo on that map? Is that it right there? 174?
Right alongside of it, Washington Court. You're looking out for Route 1. It is directly in the back of the said property, his property.
Okay, right there.
There's a fence there in between the units.
Sir, would you be to the south side of the property?
To the west.
To the west, okay.
To the west, going towards the, I guess that would be Republic Bay.
So if you're going down Washington Street away from Route 1, would you be the first, that condo, would it be the first thing on the left after you've passed this property?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Are there
anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. There is no one on the line that wants to make comment at this time.
Thank you. Would we be allowed to ask more questions of the applicant?
Yep. Can we get back up here?
Could you please come back up? The picture you have with the truck, with the marker.
Yes.
Is that where you normally park?
Yes.
Okay. if you were to, if this, if you were to have this new, home put in, would that keep you further away from where you are right now? Because it looks like you're right on the road. It looked like from the picture, it looks like your truck is almost like probably 2 feet from the road.
Pulled up a little further. Yes. Where that delivery vehicle, so where my truck is parked in that picture is where the 56 is roughly. Okay. So the typical parking area is in the area between the 0.72 and the 0.5 and the 5.6. That area would be where we typically park right now. If we moved over to the south side, the extra 3 feet, it would make that space even wider. But our intention with the new structure is to be able to park under the building, thus reducing the amount of time we would park in that space. So we would be able to open a garage door and pull directly in.
Would you have an approximation on how much further that would be away from the road where you than where you park currently?
Where the garage entry?
No, where your truck was parked there and where your truck would be parked with this application. What would the difference in feet be?
With this application, there would be about 18 feet, I believe, with that first 10 feet of from the curb line, and then an additional 8 feet now versus the 5 that's on this drawing. So there would be roughly 18 feet of space between the roadway and the building.
So, and then if you were to move it all the way back, that would be an additional 3.2 feet added onto that.
No, that would be
if you were at the 18, maximum.
So we'd be approximately 15 right now with the way it's drawn. If we moved the building south by 3, we would have roughly 18 feet and the ability to park under the building. So we would be able to pull off the street and into under the building. Mm-hmm. So
it almost looks like from this picture, is that one of the only places you can park on your property?
That is the only place we can currently park on the property, yeah.
And it's not even, as he probably referenced, it's not even legal to park there.
Where that van is right now is not, it's in the street. So immediately to the right of that van is where Mr. Behringer probably parks in that space and where we would park directly in front of that. So, but yes, it would be in the curb to property line area is where we're currently parking.
So what I'm hearing from you is this would be an improvement based on where the truck sits.
Without a doubt.
Currently in that picture. Okay.
Yes.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp has some questions for you.
How many parking spaces on your property do you have now, and how many do you believe you will have with the proposed dwelling?
We would like the space under the house to be able to fit a two-car garage. So we would be able to park two vehicles there under the proposed drawing. Currently, there is enough space where we park between the 7.2 and the 5.6 that two cars could fit there.
So you could potentially fit up to 4 off street.
That would be our intention. We would landscape in that area. We don't have any intention to park cars in that curve to property line area.
Okay.
Our only intention is to park under the building.
So you would then only have 2 parking spaces on your property with this?
Correct.
And right now you have 1?
Right now we park in that curb to setback area, and we can fit 2 cars there. There is a curb cut.
But that's not your property.
Correct. If, according to Mr. Brittingham's assessment of it, and we have the space that's shown on this drawing, we have approximately 5 to 5-8 feet between the house and the between the house and the property line, then 13 feet to the edge of paving.
The other question I had was and Mr. Behringer brought this up, and I don't think we discussed it during your testimony previously. One of the variances requested is a variance from the combined corridor highway overlay zone landscape buffer requirement. It's a bit of a tongue twister, but it's what our code provides. There's a sliver on the corner front from Route 1, and if you're looking at your drawing, it'd be that little bit right there. Do you see that?
The small north-south section?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And there's a buffer requirement where you're required to have plantings along Route 1, and that's the portion that is adjacent to Route 1. Are you planning to plant anything in that area? What's going to go in this space between Route 1 and the dwelling?
There's currently a great myrtle tree there that we maintain, but we plan on putting more landscaping in front of the property. Not high. And probably not out as far as that property line, inside the property line.
So, Ms. Norwood, if that's the case, would he need, it's 20 feet, right?
Right.
Is that buffer requirement that we're looking at? Are you going to have 20 feet of buffering with landscape between Route 1 and dwelling?
Is there 20 feet from that straight vertical piece, the north-south piece, back to where the building is? Is that your question?
And are, that's part of it, and then are you going to plant, are you going to have plantings in that area?
Our intention is to landscape the front of the property. There is grass there now, and there is a great myrtle tree there. If we're, how much are we permitted to plant at the front? Are we required to have plantings out there? I'm not sure. I understand which way I should be answering the question. We're not planning on planting trees and things out there, but it's flowers.
There's the combined corridor highway overlay zone has some requirements as far as landscaping in that area. Now, we had advertised for a variance from that because I think there was a question as to whether or not anything was going to be in that area or was not. And properties along Route 1 have to meet that requirement, though we do from time to time see variances from that. So the question that I have for you is, are you seeking a variance from that, or do you believe you will comply with that requirement?
I believe we would comply.
Okay. All right. And Ms. Norwood, is there enough sufficient room there between the dwelling and Route 1 that he could comply?
Yes, I believe so. It's a 20-foot strip.
Okay. So at this point, then, that variance that we've noted before, it seems like the applicant is not seeking that one.
Okay.
So just board members to keep that in mind. I have no further questions, Bob.
What is that required?
So the applicant, when Ms. Norwood before, she had noted that the applicant was seeking a 20-foot variance in the combined corridor highway overlay zone landscape buffer requirement. Don't make me say that again. And that area is, there are certain requirements along Route 1 where you have to have some landscaping. Now, from time to time, we have had that come up before the board where somebody's seeking a variance from that requirement so they don't have to plant those things. Sometimes commercial property, I think we've seen where there's been visibility issues. Some of the smaller lots aren't as deep. But this gentleman has indicated he would comply with that, and that area would be landscape, so he's not seeking a variance from that one.
That is correct. We don't intend to make the property more visible from Coastal Highway.
So in total now we are looking at five variances instead of six.
Correct. Then I guess if he revises his survey.
But for this original application, that's
yes.
What it is.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp, if we were to leave this open for the limited purpose, would I still close the public hearing, or would I
Yeah, we would close the public hearing, but not the public record, because you're, unless the board wanted comments, if you wanted that as well, you could do that. We know we've had it where the applicant comes back to answer any questions, and it's just for that limited purpose too. You know, if you were to see the additional foot, you know, survey or what have you. I know that the board has done that in the past, and you could do that also.
Are we able to request a landscape plan for that, for
you could
the buffer?
You could. To verify compliance with that?
Sure. Any other questions? All right, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So I can still close the public hearing and leave it and still be able to leave with it. You know, if there's no other questions, I'm going to close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I would like to make a motion that our next public hearing, he brings back an updated survey and with the new variances shown on it, because all the variances will change with that, with the position of the house being moved to the south 3 feet, and a landscape plan.
And Mr. Corman, that next public hearing would be next Monday.
Maybe we should.
It might be best to move that perhaps to the 15th.
That's fine. That's
just
fine.
So that, you know, and
give
I
give him some time.
So just be left open for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant to submit an updated survey showing the house closer to the Rehoboth Inn side of the property, as well as to show wherever his landscape plan.
Correct.
And you have, I know typically the board likes to have that prior to the meeting. I believe that Friday before would be the 12th. I don't know if that's sufficient time for the board to have it, you know, time to have it circulate, but would you want to put a deadline for when that would be submitted?
Okay. It's going to be kind of quick to do that in 2 weeks, do you think?
It's up to the board. We also have a meeting on the 1st of March.
Okay. Let's do that March 1st.
Okay. Yes.
And what, while that's being contemplated, if the maker would also request an identification of where the HVAC units
with the updated survey
would be placed.
Right, so you include that in your motion?
Yeah, I'd like to have the updated HVAC units. Okay. Sure.
I'll second that motion.
Motion in a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Foreman? And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, we will leave this open for limited purpose of a new updated survey and a landscape plan, which would include the AC units where they're located.
And it will be on the agenda for March 1st, at which time there will be no further public comment. It's just for the purpose of receiving the documents from the applicant, and the applicant can submit that to the office prior to the meeting.
Next case.